We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, RD, and Prame on The Mixed Breakfast.
So I have many nicknames, lah. Let me share with you the one that Aisha and Prem like to call me. Anomaly.
Anomaly. We call you Dory, lah, because of your memory loss.
Okay, okay.
3 seconds.
Besides that, though, I do say some things, and some of you look at me like, oh my gosh. Let me just point out, okay? I'm not married, okay?
Okay.
I don't have my, you know, things chained to, you know, some other things.
What are you trying to say? Your bit's not chained to a chain?
Yeah, because I'm free. I'm a spirit. You know, I'm like a phoenix and things like that.
So,
long story short, I'm going on leave soon. So I was just sharing my itinerary to you guys. And I just let slip that I never share anything with my partner, Aileen. Now, you guys found this very, very weird. Why do you guys find it weird that I don't give like a detailed itinerary when I go on like my solo trips and stuff like that?
Aisha, would you like to go first?
Okay, because hello, safety. Hello, if anything were to happen, whether you're married or not, like, your other half is your next of kin.
Yeah.
They need to know where you are at all times. What if you cannot contact? What if something's went wrong? And then your partner at least knew, oh, I know RD is here. He would have been there.
That's the part of a solo trip. You're supposed to go and then come back without knowing where your partner's going. Like, that's exactly what happened to my partner when she decided to go on a holiday as well. I said, okay, go. Just let me know which direction on the compass. She went east.
Wow. I mean, I'm not going to judge your relationship to each his own, but I'm with Aisha. You know, I'm traveling to Thailand as well for this Raya holidays. I'm doing a bike trip.
Okay.
Kara knows details as to down to the room where I'm going to stay in the hotel. As soon as I check in,
yes.
Why?
I will say, I'm in this number, I'm in this hotel, here's my room number.
Why?
Because just in case, like what Aisha said,
yeah.
If anything were to happen and she can't reach me, can't get my phone, I've got no data, I'm stuck somewhere, she knows.
Okay, but has that ever happened where you've got no data and you're stuck somewhere?
A million times.
But that's the thing. It's like insurance, okay? So you buy insurance hoping that you'll never use it. And you give your partner all of this information hoping that they'll never have to use it. But in the event that something unwanted happens, at least they know.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like this is more of like an obligation for you guys.
Wow.
Because are you running away from?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Must have been part of some vow that you guys exchanged.
No.
I'm not too sure. Okay.
You are just judgy. Judgy.
Very judgy.
Okay.
And we are judging you.
Do you need to give your partner a detailed itinerary when going on a solo trip?
What do you think, Samshul?
Probably not too detailed because whatever we are doing on the road trip should be just between me and my...
Yeah.
The one, yeah, in during travel.
Yeah, I agree. Don't sound so nervous when you say it, okay? I got your back, man. Don't sound so nervous. I got you.
Not to worry, my wife is next to me, so...
And that's why you're nervous.
It's okay. Breathe, man.
Bro, lepas ni good luck lah. Try to answer her.
Then Raya nanti banyak tu minta maaf about.
It's okay, bro. 2 more days, all right? She'll forgive you.
That one, okay. Of course, that one confirm. Yeah, minta maaf, ya.
Bill, what about you, man?
101%, of course.
Wow, I love that.
Good man.
Yes.
Because anything happened to you, your closest person know what happened to you and they know what to do. Wouldn't be like kanchong.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You want to give your partner peace of mind when you're traveling, Tao.
True. Correct. What you say is true. So anything happen, they know. Okay, here and which part area, they know. So they won't be like, hey, where is this person? Huh? I don't know where. Then it's hard to find at that time.
Okay.
But everybody ikalang kabut.
Yes, absolutely. And you don't want to create chaos in chaos.
Yes.
Okay, I am very happy that I'm not alone. It's a bit of 50-50 right now.
If I was your partner... I don't want to say things, lah. Honestly, I would have left you a long time ago, lah.
Please leave.
It's so weird. So you will not give a detailed itinerary because of what?
I'll just say, no, it's because I just don't think I need to report to someone. And I do the same with my partner whenever she goes on a solo trip. You don't have to report. Just tell me where you're going, what hotel, and that's it. Please enjoy the day. Enjoy your quiet time, whatever.
It's only reporting if you see it as reporting.
Exactly. Why this old school mentality of using words like report?
Yes.
How about information?
Exactly.
Great information.
Information gathering. Really? Are you Google?
Giving information. What are you... Reframe your mind.
Okay, I'm done trying to convince you guys. I want to know what the rocket says. Okay?
It's 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So do you need to give your partner a detailed itinerary when going on a solo trip? Pull in.
Yes, okay. It's not a report. Or you say punch card, okay?
Punch card, you work, is it?
No. Because you're nothing wrong to inform your partner
like where you're going and then what time you're reaching, which hotel you're staying. Nothing wrong. It's okay. Because anything emergency, there's someone there to contact you.
Okay.
And also, not necessarily go on a solo trip. You're leaving work. Yeah, I'm coming back home now. Okay, I'm leaving.
Yes.
Now.
That's not? My kind of guy. Yes.
Oh, no, 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 no. Hey, yes. Guess what, Aisha? Someone is joining my boat. Prem, come over here. Come okay, over la. Here, Prem.
Guys,
come
guys,
over
guys.
Here.
Aisha, Pulan, I think that one a bit extreme. I think you all need to calm down a bit. Yeah.
Prem, I got one thing in my boat. Look, it's got your face here. Come over here.
No, no, but I see where Pulan is coming from. Because the thing is, right, so you're already going on your solo trip. You give and take lah. You bagilah sikit to your partner who's worried about you at home.
No, fair, fair. Fair, fair. Guys, but driving back from work to home is not a solo trip, you know.
You're going along back home.
Exactly right. And you're on the road.
Oh my gosh. So I feel that it's still very 50-50. So for this Raya, peace. Okay. Alright, kosong. We just we come up with some like maybe arrangements. Alright.
And that arrangement is for you to tell Eileen where you're going on your solo trip.
Yeah.
Detailed.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to Thailand. It's our course.
Where?
What hotel?
What?
Yes.
Okay, how hotel are you getting there? How am I getting there? Flying there, lah. Everything
what room number?
Why?
What's your flight details? What
yeah,
time you landing?
Too much for me, guys. Hold on.
And then on the first day, where are you going right to go now? Have lunch?
It's okay, never mind. All right, stop.
Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.